The final chapter for the Salem Harbor Power Station is being written. The 60-year-old facility is considered one of the most polluting power plants in New England. The company that owns the plant, Dominion Resources of Virginia, has announced its decision to permanently close down the plant in 2 years. Dan Genest at Dominion Energy.
We will close down, cease operating. We're not actually going to close them down. They will still be available for service, units 1 and 2, by the end of this year. And we will continue to operate as needed, units 3 and 4, until June 1st, 2014, and then we will be closing the station. At this point, we have no long-term plans for what will happen to the station property. That's something that we will be looking at over the next several months.
And those units, 1 and 2, are those the coal-fired units?
Units 1, 2, and 3 are the coal-fired units. Units 1 and 2 are small units. Unit 3 is about 150 megawatts.
This is a relatively small station, relatively speaking, compared to other stations around the country, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and that is one of the drivers behind this decision. If it were a larger station in producing more megawatts in the current market conditions, it could survive, but it's so small that it's just not making it's not able to compete and operate economically.
Genest tells me the cost would be exorbitant to install clean air controls on the Salem plant. A staff attorney at the Conservation Law Foundation, Shanna Cleveland, says this plant was losing the fight to meet EPA regulations.
They haven't been able to keep in compliance with the environmental regulations, partly because of the age, but partly because it's a coal-fired power plant, and coal simply isn't clean.
State Representative Lori Ehrlich has been fighting this plant for decades.
What first led me to this issue was back in 1997, when my two daughters, who were very small at the time, tracked soot from my back porch, leaving an array of little sooty black footprints on the white tile floor of my kitchen. And I thought to myself, what is this on their feet? And what's on my back deck? And really, what are we breathing?
Ehrlich says the Salem power plant has been the object of years of protests, dozens of lawsuits, and one fatal accident.
The news of the plant closing is a long time coming for North Shore residents who have spent their lives downwind from this filthy old coal plant. And for 60 years, this plant has fouled our air, land, and a drinking water supply for 80,000 North Shore residents. And if just for that reason alone, it will not be missed.
But the closure does mean 150 jobs will be eliminated, and Salem will lose its number one taxpayer. This plant generates almost $5 million in annual tax revenue for the city of Salem. The plant occupies 65 prime waterfront acres on Salem Harbor with deep water access. A study will be released very soon detailing ways to redevelop that waterfront property. I'm Anthony Silva, WBZ News Radio 1030.